Sports headlines from the week. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick charged with running a dogfighting ring. An NBA referee suspected of betting on games he officiated. The Tour de France in shambles after leading riders are dumped for doping. I mean, you can hardly imagine worse for sports, but Slate writer Josh Levine did in a fanciful essay read here by day-to-day senior producer and would-be sportscaster Steve Proffitt.
Veterinarians at the University of Pennsylvania admitted today that the beloved thoroughbred Barbaro's x-rays were mixed up with those of a badly mangled quarter horse named Princess Steve. According to a hospital spokesman, it turns out that Barbaro was on his way to a full recovery. Cal Ripken Jr. confessed that his younger brother Billy suited up on his behalf at least two dozen times during what was thought to have been a streak of 2,632 consecutive games played. Sometimes I just had other stuff to do, the longtime Oriole told reporters. White House spokesman Tony Snow announced that Jason McElwain, the autistic teenager who won the nation's heart by making 6 3-pointers in his first and only high school basketball game, was actually 40-year-old former NBA sharpshooter Tim Legler. And finally, newly discovered photographs show the fabled African-American track star Jesse Owens playing checkers and enjoying a tandem bicycle ride with Adolf Hitler during the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
Bad news sports from day-to-day Steve Proffitt and Slate's Josh Levine. Josh has more at Slate.com.